Sunnia.
Sunnia.
L'actualitat del magma. Sunnia és l'actualitat del magma. L'actualitat del magma.
George Brecht. Esdeveniments.
Esdeveniments és el títol de l'exposició que el MACBA dedica a l'artista americà George Brecht. Esdeveniments és la primera retrospectiva que recull la seva llarga trajectòria artística, que abasta des de finals dels anys 50 fins a l'actualitat. Esdeveniments es pot veure al MACBA.
El Sunnia parla amb Julia Robinson, comissària, junt amb Alfred Fischer,
de l'exposició.
Esdeveniment.
The event's an interesting word, isn't it? Because now we have this very common word. Everyone uses the event. When the show happened in Germany, they didn't even translate the word event. It's so common today. But when Brecht came up with it, it was actually used in science and it was used in music. But he made it specific, like a ready-made in Duchamp. But it points you to the fact that time is his medium. It's his most important medium. So John Cage was using the word event, a musical event or many events, in his class, but in a very general way. Brecht also was making science experiments, and if you light a match, that's an event or something. So he understood several ways in which you could call something an event, but he made it his trademark or something. I'm a painter, I'm a sculptor. He said, I arrange events. That's what I do.
Collaboració.
Interactuació.
So, collaboration. This is a very important detail. As soon as you have a score, which is what he started doing, writing a score for an event, you take the work away from an author because you're relying on someone to interpret it, right? So it's getting rid of the author and saying there's no privilege to one person's thought about an object. So that naturally what followed is a few artists saying we can all do something, and then the more finding it very interesting when someone else interpreted their score. You know, so it frees the work of art, and collaboration for Brecht was crucial. He always joked about being very lazy and having other people take over. He has some ideas and then they do it. But it's more interesting than that. I mean, Duchamp always said he was lazy too, but there's this sort of, you know, they're not quite true when they're saying that because they're much more intelligent than that. So collaboration is a key thing in Brecht's career. It starts with the YAM Festival, and then it goes on to Blink, and then to Fluxus. And Fluxus is all about collaboration.
Fluxus.
Do you want to? Oh, so Fluxus was just a wonderful arena for Brecht to. He had these scores, and while he was early, he was sending them out through the mail. That's a very private, small scale. What happened in Fluxus is George Matunas said, let's publish them, let's do big concerts all over the world, let's do a newspaper, and get many, many artists to interpret one score. So it was suddenly an arena for his event. A wonderful way to project it into the world, to perform it all over the world, Paris, in France and Germany. You know, I'm sure there have been Fluxus things here. It suddenly, the event wasn't a private little thing anymore, but something that got a lot of colour through different interpretation. So it was a beautiful, big example of collaboration.
Atzar.
Espai.
Temps.
Okay, so chance, space and time are all utterly crucial concepts in Brecht. Chance begins with the first text he ever writes called Chance Imagery. And there he shows us, the public, how much more he knew about the history of chance in modern art than many other artists. He looks at Dada, surrealism, goes through the whole thing, and then he compares it to the way chance has been used in industry, like statistics, random numbers, things like that. And he thinks about, wow, maybe our worldview is all about chance rather than rationalism. So then he looks at Pollock. Everyone's looking at Pollock for a painter. He looks at it and says, he's all about chance. And it's fascinating. Pollock's the first artist not to touch the canvas with the brush. You know, and so Brecht says, do you know how many variables there are between the paint flying through the air and when it hits the canvas, you know, that's chance for him. So that starts at the beginning, and then you go all the way through. I mean, space is a beautiful concept too. His scorecards, when people asked to publish them, he said, what I request is you just leave me enough white space. And the white space is about thinking and having those little cues to make you a table, a chair, but then having white space and saying, what else could happen? So space is a very conceptual thing in Brecht, and he always demanded a lot of space, so that it's like Mallarmé or something. The spacing in a poem, the spacing in a thought, the spacing in the world that allows us to separate one thing we experience from another. Okay, and then, yeah, time we've sort of talked about, but so all these things come back in things like the landmass translocation. It's big space and time. The crystal box is a small meditation. Dreams, he gets onto dreams, and that can be an event, but it's a way in which we structure reality when we dream something at night and the next day. So it gets all very many permutations of those key structures as his career goes on.
Critica institucional.
So this is not a term Brecht totally used. It's more of a way that we can understand the work, because now we know much bigger examples of institutional critique as a term. But once you start looking at all these things together, that's the effect of them. So he didn't go around saying, I don't like museums. Well, he did actually say he didn't like museums. but he wasn't so political himself. He didn't like museums, and he didn't think his art should be in a museum. But he sort of was more interested also in channels of knowing and experiencing. So if you have someone delivering a lecture to you, you may be not having the whole experience. So what about if you set a firework off during the lecture or something? Suddenly he disrupts all those forms of knowing. So it starts with the chemistry of music. Chemistry and music have nothing to do with each other, so already we're asking the question, why is he calling it this? And then he moves on to that San Antonio show, which is we read and we think, what about if you pull the details out of the story and make them into an object? Then you're tracking someone's thought process to what we all do when we imagine what's in a book. You know, so he's starting to make it real, the experience of how we get information. So that's another one. And then the final one is the brunch museum. When we're standing in museums reading about someone important, we just say, okay, that person's important. We trust it too much, maybe. And so if you have a false figure and you read it like a normal museum label, then you have to ask questions about everything.
Und die modernere mathematische Vorstellung, dass die erste Zahl die Null ist. Es ist wichtig, zwischen Kardinal- und Ordinalzahlen zu unterscheiden. Rory Johnston, 17. Oktober, hat recht, wenn er sagt, mit einem Computer zählt man nicht 1, 2, 3, 4, sondern 0, 1, 2, 3. Das Jahr 1919 war das 20. Jahr des 20. Jahrhunderts. Folglich war das erste Jahr dieses Jahrhunderts nicht 1900. Das Jahr 2020 wird das 21. Jahr des 21. Jahrhunderts sein. Und folglich wird das erste Jahr des nächsten Jahrhunderts das Jahr 2000 sein. Die übliche christliche Ansicht ist, dass die Jahreszählung mit dem Jahr 1 unserer Zeitrechnung beginnt, der Geburt Christi. Diese Art der Jahreszählung.
Això ha sigut un fragment de Silent Music, Music der Stille, música del silenci, obra realitzada per ràdio el 1987, provinent del Museu Ludwig de Colònia.
Fins al 12 d'octubre del 2006. 3B baixes, magba.es.